Hi, this is Ken McCarthy from Jazz on the Tube, and we've got an interview today with, I think, a fascinating guest who's doing some really interesting and important work that I want to highlight. His name is Dan Shepard. This is the second interview we've done, Jazz on the Tube. It was years since we did the last one with John Swenson, who wrote the beautiful book New Atlantis about the amazing recovery of New Orleans from the devastation it suffered. The reason I wanted to interview John back then is I really wanted to put a light on the important work that jazz musicians were doing to revive a major American city. And the reason I'm talking with Dan today is he's doing something really interesting that I hope everybody, especially musicians, people that love the music, promoters, pay close attention to. And interestingly enough, it is kind of related to some of the stuff that I saw in New Orleans. But first of all, welcome, Dan.
Hey.
Where are you calling from? I know you're in the UK.
Yeah, I'm in Brighton in the UK, down on the south coast.
Ah, okay. At the shore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit like the San Francisco of the UK.
Oh, is it really? You know, I've never been. I've been to London. I've always wanted to go to Brighton. So it's sort of a freewheeling place?
It really is, yeah.
Ah, excellent. Excellent. So, Dan, first, before we get started with our conversation, please tell everybody your website address.
Okay, I've got a website called www.thejazzagency.co.uk.
Is it The Jazz Agency or just Jazz Agency?
The Jazz Agency, yeah.
The Jazz Agency, great. So www.thejazzagency.co.uk. And Dan dropped me a line, and I went and I looked at his website, and I loved the website. It's very well done. Congratulations to your designer. They really know what they're doing.
Thanks.
But also, I love the idea behind it. And just as a little bit of an introduction, I was just telling Dan earlier before we started the recording that one of the things that's unique about New Orleans is jazz is really integrated into everyday life. So, for instance, if you have a wedding, you're going to hire a jazz band. If you're having a block party, you're going to hire a jazz band. Of course, everybody knows about the famous jazz funerals. If you're going to open a store, you're going to hire a jazz band to play out front for your grand opening. It's completely integrated into everyday life. Now, that's going to be a tall order for the rest of us in other parts of the world to accomplish, but we can start that process. And what Dan has done, and I hope everybody makes sure you do go to thejazzagency.co.uk, he's created an agency specifically to represent jazz musicians and promote the idea and make the hiring of the musicians easy for people who are having social events of all kinds. So, Dan, could you give a little background on yourself first and then how you got this idea? And I realize it's sort of a new venture, but tell us how it's developing and evolving. So first, your background, if you would.
Okay, yes. I'm a jazz bass player myself. I do a lot of work for weddings and stuff like that. I just think if you put a site together, put yourself out there a little more, you get a larger net. And we're trying to catch gigs, so I'm just trying to put out the biggest net I can put out there. And a lot of my friends are jazz musicians, and they get hired by people, maybe agencies that don't specialize in jazz music. And then they get perhaps supplied to the wrong gig or whatever. Someone who didn't want a trad band gets a trad band. And the agents over here tend to charge a lot of money on top of the fee, perhaps more so than the band is even getting. And I don't think that's very fair. So my thing is to do it myself. Without a large amount of people working for me, just myself really, and charge a low commission. So most of the music goes to the musicians. Plus, while I'm doing it, I'm creating work for myself and my friends.
I love it. And you're raising consciousness and in your market area too, that, hey, you know, if you want a jazz band, call the jazz agency. They're going to get you a good band. They're going to get you the right kind of music. If I remember correctly, looking at your website, you even had a list of different kinds of jazz that people could order.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's important because people, you know, they quite often don't know the difference between a trad band and a swing band. I'm not talking about the people in New Orleans. They know. But the people over here, they don't necessarily know, and nor do the agencies that are representing musicians. So I had recently a customer wanted an electro swing band, and the agency, a different agency, came to me and tried to hire an acoustic swing band. And I spotted the anomaly, and I said, these guys need an electro swing band, you know, and these agents that just have office staff don't tend to know the difference.
Yeah, so my background, I've been involved in the jazz business on and off since I was, oh my God, 19. A lot of times off, but on and off. But I've professionally been involved in marketing very heavily for the last, oh my goodness, it's over 25 years now. I can't even count. And as a marketer, I look at this and I love it because, you know, you have a world of people that buy live music. Maybe they're wedding planners or, you know, what, you know, or maybe they're people who are event producers. And live music is something that's often on the menu. And you're right, when, you know, they're often dealing with agencies who, you know, they're sort of, you know, maybe not super informed, maybe not super motivated to be informed, maybe not super motivated to provide very customized solutions. So the idea of having an agency that first of all represents the music we love, jazz, and second, provides real service to the, we'll call them event planners just to simplify, because they've got a million things to do. They've got to hire the caterers. They've got to send out the invitations. And the last thing they want to do is hassle over getting a band. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, the wrong band can ruin an event, right? If somebody asks for electro jazz and you send them, you know, a brass band, you know, that's not what they asked for. And they may be disappointed, and it may put a negative cast on the whole event. So the selection of music is very important. So you're providing a service to the meeting planners. You're providing a service to local musicians. You're raising the profile of jazz in your marketplace, and you're helping jazz in general. So it started. When did this start? When did this venture start? I realize it's kind of a new thing.
Well, yeah, I've tried it before, but just with kind of less effort. You know, I've just put up a basic website and then not bothered really with marketing it, and just let a couple of gigs come in now and then. And that was an old venture of mine called Event Music. And it just kind of slowly withered on the vine. And I decided to push for a whole new product, much more modern, spend some money on it, spend a lot of time on it, make sure it's integrated with all the social media things, and then just do my best to get people to notice it, hence me being here with you today.
So are you doing things like, for instance, in the US, I imagine they must have this in the UK too. There are people whose their whole profession is planning weddings. That's all they do.
Yeah.
Have you happened to be in touch with those people?
I often trawl around on Twitter and Facebook and just Google in general and find places like that. And I message them, see if they're interested in working together. And some of them say, yeah. And they put us on their website as a supplier, which helps traffic go to my site and builds up my trust in terms of the Google rankings. And slowly but surely, the thing is taking off, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know what I would recommend, since we're talking, there must be directories of wedding planners and maybe even directories of meeting planners. And postcards are a great way to get in touch with people. You know, you can get the lists and put them in a computer and print out labels and, you know, it's just another way to reach further than even the social media will reach. And the nice thing is you have a very well-done website, so... And your offer is crystal clear. If you want jazz for your event, we've got a variety of jazz bands, and you can pick the exact type of music you'd like. Just visit us at thejazzagency.co.uk. So that's something I'd recommend too.
Yeah, okay. I've been signing up to different directories online, but yeah, you're right. A physical manifestation is a good idea.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people who still haven't gotten online and still aren't using social media, but I think would be extremely receptive to this. In fact, you know, there might even be, you know, I think a lot of people who are doing meeting planner, well, it depends. They're of all age groups. I guess you have a Facebook page probably, yeah?
Yeah, sure. If you go on the site, you can see up on the top, there's a banner with Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Google+. And I've just got myself a Vimeo account and a Flickr account, so I'm going to add those to the site at some point.
Excellent. Excellent. So I want to encourage everybody, wherever you are, if it's Toledo, Ohio, if it's Singapore, if it's, you know, Buenos Aires, Argentina, there are definitely, as you know, there are definitely lots and lots of events going on where live music is called for. And why not package yourself and your friends into a special specialized agency that specializes in really helping the meeting planner get the exact right kind of jazz they want. Because I think the average person kind of has respect for jazz and knows that it's a good kind of music, but they may not be, you know, they may not be jazz fans, especially if they're a meeting planner. They may not be jazz fans, so they might not have that detailed knowledge of what's what. So this is a way that your agency can be so helpful.
That's right. Yeah, I really think that's a niche in the market where people don't get what it is. Especially, I mean, in America, lots more people understand what it is, I think. But in the UK, it's a bit like, what is jazz? A wedding planner might hear from their bride that she wants a jazz band, but that's all they know. So they come to me and then I can recommend it. If the bride has, say, a 1920s theme, I might provide a traditional jazz band or a sort of gypsy jazz band or something that fits with the theme, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, if somebody says jazz and they're thinking Benny Goodman and you show up with the Mahavishnu Orchestra, you know, or they're thinking, you know, Benny Moten and you show up with, you know, Miles Davis Kind of Blue, you know, it's just, there's an opportunity to really customize and fine tune the musical experience for the event, which really music makes the event. I mean, I think all of us have had the misfortune of being at an event where the music was horrible.
I've been in the horrible band.
Yeah, and it really casts a pallor on it, and it's totally unnecessary to have that. Hey, I'm kind of interested, since we're talking and I have the opportunity, you're based in Brighton. What is the jazz scene like in Brighton and then in let's say the London and in England in general? How would you characterize it? What's going on? Are there a lot of clubs? Are there a lot of opportunities for musicians, festivals, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I would call it a pretty lively scene. I've been around America a fair bit, you know, and I see the scene in New York and in New Orleans and LA, and I love it. Great. And that you get a chance to hear fantastic musicians all the time. And then it's actually true here too. You can come to Brighton, which is a small town of less than 500,000 people. And there's some jazz on somewhere every night for sure. And there's quite a young scene here in Brighton. And then you go up to London, there's a much bigger scene. It's like a 10 million population city. So there's a hell of a lot of jazz. Obviously, you've heard of Ronnie Scott's, I guess. And
sure.
There's a lot of clubs of that caliber, a lot of really good musicians coming out of college, and lots of people visiting from the States and lots of people visiting from Europe who play. I would say the scene is pretty healthy here, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, speaking of music, I want to, as we go out of this interview, we're going to end with a piece that you sent me by your band. But first, I'm going to ask you to tell me who the players are on it and so on and the name of the tune. But first, I just want to remind everybody, definitely go to thejazzagency.co.uk and check it out. If you're a musician, think about this, you know, be your own agent, be your own promoter. There is a definite need for this kind of service everywhere in the world, not just Brighton, not just England, not just the United States. Everybody is vaguely familiar with jazz. People are aware that it's a high quality music. When people are thinking about putting an event on, often jazz comes to mind, but they feel a little bit lost. So doing what Dan has done, you can really create something. I predict great things for this. I think it's the kind of thing that it's going to slowly grow and grow over the years and become a really substantial thing and can improve the musical experience of events all over the Brighton area. It's going to give a lot of work to musicians. It's going to raise the positive profile of jazz. It's just a great thing. So that's the Jazz agency.co.uk. Tell us a little bit about this piece that you sent me that we're going to play when we go out.
Okay, well, my girlfriend, Sarah Oslag, she's a Danish lady. She happens to be a very good jazz singer too, which is, I guess, how we ended up together. She recently recorded an album named My Little Boat, and this is one of my favorite tracks from it. It's myself on the double bass, and there's a piano player who plays with everybody. He's called Mark Edwards. He's fantastic. There's a sax player called Ian Price, who was a very dear friend of ours, who recently passed, I'm afraid. And drummer named Dave Trigwell, who's been playing with everybody. You might know Terry Callier. He used to be in his band a while ago. And we played on the record a bunch of standards that Sarah loves. And this one is The Night Has a Thousand Eyes.
Great. And here we go. And thank you to Dan Shepherd. And thank you to thejazzagency.co.uk.
Thanks for having me.
Has a thousand eyes, and it knows a truthful heart from one that lies. Though the man's may have called me past, my love for you will be everlasting and bright as the stars that shine, and this wondrous night that has a thousand eyes. I've lived my life walking through a dream. I knew that I would find this moment supreme. A night of bliss and tender sight, and this smiling down of a thousand eyes. Smiling down of a thousand eyes. Don't whisper things to me you don't mean. For words deep down inside can't be seen by the night. The night has a thousand eyes, and it knows a truthful heart from one that lies. Though romance may have called in the past, my love for you will be everlasting and bright. As bright as the stars are shining, and this wondrous night that has a thousand eyes. I lived my life walking through a dream. I knew that I would find this moment supreme. A night of bliss and tender sighs, and a smiling down of a thousand nights. Smiling down of a thousand nights.